Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. And Sheriff Bob Johnson always joins us this time on a Monday. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. We talked about you a little bit last week. I figured I'd give you a chance to talk about yourself because the comments that you made a couple of years ago about this long rap sheet, wanted on warrants, guy who'd been in trouble with the law since he was 13. He gets into a house while you guys are pursuing him, and he winds up getting shot at, by the somebody in the home. And your comments were, not to put words in your mouth, but to sum it, we'll teach you how to shoot straighter, and you'll save taxpayers money if you do, and we're fine with that in Santa Rosa County. Don't be afraid to defend yourself. Elon Musk liked your comments that have now surfaced from 2 years ago, and you guys said thank you, Elon. Some people, myself included, had raised the question that is it not creating too much of a culture of kill first and ask questions later? You know, you can only shoot. You're only justified in shooting to stop a threat, and if they're not a threat anymore, you're not allowed to shoot. Of course, which I know you know that, but I don't know. Follow up comments, thoughts. You want to respond to anything? This is your chance.
Yeah, you know, first off, I don't know how it got viral again. All I know is I start getting death threats again once this comes out. So,
But anyway,
I don't worry about them because they're all coming from states where you can't buy a gun anyway. So it's not a big deal. But yeah, basically what I said was, you know, if somebody kicks in your door and does a home invasion on you, you're more than welcome to shoot them in Santa Rosa County because, you know, they're not breaking in to give you a warm hug and some cookies. They're breaking in to commit more felonies. i.e. rape, murder, whatever. So, yeah, I said it, and, you know, I stand by it. It's Florida law, you know. We have the stand your ground, and, you know, you definitely can stand your ground inside your own home for sure. So I don't think it promotes a shoot first, ask questions later. I think it promotes if somebody kicks in your door and you were in there, yeah, and you shoot and kill them, you're fine. And the reason I say that is most burglars, people say, well, if they're only going to try to steal stuff, most burglars, 99.9% of them, look for empty houses. They don't want confrontation. They just want your stuff. So if somebody kicks in your door while you're there, they definitely have bad intentions. If they don't care for your home and they're still going to kick in your door, yeah, that's a bad thing.
Does it? So one of the concerns that I had had or heard and had was, you know, does it put your agency in any kind of jeopardy if you have, an officer is involved in a shooting, or if a homeowner is involved in a shooting and, you know, a line gets crossed or it's sort of a margin call close enough to it. And then somebody comes at you with a lawsuit and says, well, you did say this, you know, you've created a culture.
No, and, you know, all I'm promoting is, I'm not outside the bounds of Florida law. Florida law says that, you know, inside your home, you stand your ground. You don't have a duty to retreat,
right,
which you don't. So I'm not promoting going out on the sidewalk and saying, hey, there's a trespasser in my front yard, shoot and kill him. No, you can't do that, obviously. But we're talking about home invasions specifically here. And, ever since I had that little press conference, we haven't had a home invasion. Mm-hmm. It's been over a year. So, I mean, if people know that you have a population that is armed and will defend themselves, crime's going to go down. I mean, you know, like I said, 99.9% of burglars, they don't want confrontation.
Right.
They just want your stuff. They're going to wait for you to go to work, make sure the house is empty, and then they'll break in, take your stuff, whatever. But somebody kicking in the door with you home, yeah, that's they definitely have intentions to do something really bad. So, you know, it is what it is. And I think, you know, it's Florida law. And a couple of the talk shows even talked about it. And they said, I don't know why this is so controversial. It's Florida law. I mean, I'm just saying what you can do.
Well, and if you had to pick an error for people to make, you'd rather have them err on the side of knowing that it's safe to shoot than being uncertain and hesitating and getting killed, which, I mean, that's a realistic problem if people are too worried about self-defense. Yeah. You know, that can be a challenge as well. We're talking to Sheriff Bob Johnson. We'll get to some of the quick news items here in just a second. Hang out for me for a moment, Sheriff. Let's get traffic on the fives with Jake.
Not seeing any issues on our roadways. No accidents reported by FHP that are blocking any lanes of traffic, so I'm not seeing any tie-ups here. If you see anything out there on the roadways, you can always let us know. 437-1620, call or text. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. A couple of things that happened in Santa Rosa County this last week. There was a pretty big arrest. Somebody was about $200,000 worth of synthetic marijuana, 150 pounds or so, and that included shooting at your deputies. Is that right?
Yeah, it was actually 200 pounds of spice was what it was.
Okay.
And,
mm-hmm.
and they were executing a search warrant on his house, and the genius pulls up in front of the house, and you got deputies all wearing, you know, vests and stuff that say sheriff and a marked car out there, all this stuff. And he pulls up and pops off a couple of rounds, and of course we get in a pursuit and we end up arresting him anyways. But yeah, you're not going to see this guy on Jeopardy anytime soon. I mean, you got a front lawn full of deputies, heavily armed, and you're going to pull up and pop a couple of caps at him. Genius.
And now he did not get shot, is that right? Or
no?
Okay.
Yeah, no, he didn't get shot.
And did you happen to have the cops crews with you at the time?
No, this was a narcotics thing. So the cops crew just rides with patrol officers. So.
Okay. You also, I think, found some THC-infused candy in Santa Rosa County, the kind of thing that you see these headlines and they seem to always be somewhere else, and kind of how worried should I be about this or not? What happened here?
Yeah, our interdiction unit on the interstate a couple of nights ago pulled over a car, and they got all that stuff out of there. And they got it's not only just the THC-infused candies, which is bad enough, but they had forgery equipment and some forged bills on them, the whole kit and caboodle. I think they were going to Miami, from Texas to Miami. And, so you got to be careful of, these. I mean, they look just like candy that you would buy in a store, and except they're THC infused, which is THC is tetrahydrocannabinol, which is the thing in marijuana that gets you high. So, that'd be terrible for a kid to get a hold of something like that, eat a whole bag, and then God knows what would happen.
Is this the first time that they found this in Santa Rosa County? It feels like maybe there was a time before previously.
Yeah, no, this isn't our first time.
Okay.
I think we've had 3 or 4 incidents with them.
Okay, well, so much the worse, I guess. And then just the last thing I was going to ask you about, which to me, I don't know that I find this all that interesting, but people find interesting things that I don't find that interesting. That's fine. Tiger King, Joe Maldonado, Passage, is in your, the Milton Hilton, as you like to call it. Does that mean anything to y'all, or anything, you got to do anything different when it comes to celebrities or semi-celebrities?
No, I mean, it just mainly we try to keep him separated from the general population as much as we can. And, to me, he's not a celebrity. He's just another thug. So it is what it is. You don't want people harassing him or hurting him just because of who he is or, he was on TV. So we try to keep him separated.
I don't know. Is he just here on a hold for like an appearance, or is he being transferred somewhere, or do you even know?
I don't know, because all the charges that he received in Santa Rosa County came from Gulf Breeze Police Department. So we didn't have anything to do with that other than we have to hold him. But I think it's something to do with his case. I don't know if it's an appeal or something. I don't know. But I know they brought him back for some kind of courtroom issue.
Okay. All right. No big deal. I was just kind of curious like I said, it doesn't particularly pique me, but I know for a lot of people that look at who's in the jail. I'm like, yeah, I mean, he was in a different jail. I don't know. What's the big deal?
Yeah. I don't understand what the big deal. The only big deal to me is it's an extra body in my jail that I have to deal with. So,
right. And special precautions, as you said,
that
inconvenience your staff. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, sir, thank you for the time. Oh, sorry. Spring break okay? Pretty smooth? We're done with the local spring break.
Yeah. It was very uneventful, which is a good thing. We like it that way. We don't get a lot of visitors. They mostly go to Destin and Pensacola Beach, which we are totally okay with. And so, yeah, it was a quiet week for us.
Oh, again, that's always my favorite thing to find out. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, sir, thank you for the time, and thanks for keeping us safe and keeping us informed. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Andrew.
You bet. 819 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, especially if you're thinking about it like for the very first time, especially if you like rent now or you live with your parents or you're maybe getting married or have gotten married and, you know, just whatever you're thinking is now the time to buy. And, you know, what can I afford and what kind of a deal can I get and where do I have to live? Where can I live? All of that's, hey, great questions. I do not know the answer. That's why you call Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, because she'll know those answers. She'll be able to help you think through the implications of making that decision and whether it really does make sense for you. And, you know, I know you think, well, she's a realtor. She's obviously in favor of, well, no, she's going to tell you what she thinks. And I know she's told other people don't buy or don't sell right now. Like, you know, it's better off based on what you've told me not to. And she will tell you that if she believes that, because first and foremost, she cares about people and wants to get you to make a good decision for you. So if that's the kind of realtor that you want to talk to, somebody who sold 175 homes last year and knows what she's doing, 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
PenAir Credit Union's new high-yield checking account helps members elevate their financial journey when they need it most. Earn 4% APY simply by enrolling in e-statements and making a deposit of $250 or more once a month. It's that simple. Get started online by visiting PenAir.org or visit one of our 12 convenient locations in Northwest Florida and South Alabama. It's okay to think big. PenAir's high-yield checking account pays up to 4% annual percentage yield with e-statement and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more. For details, go to PenAir.org/checking.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Gulf Coast VA will host a free PACT Act enrollment benefits event Saturday morning beginning at 8 at the Pensacola VA Clinic. State and local political representatives and vet-owned businesses will be there. The United Way is celebrating 100 years. Join them for their free Glitz and Gallop Kentucky Derby Gala Saturday at PSC. See UWWF.org for more information. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
And now it's time for Silly Songs with Laddie, the part of the show where Laddie comes out and sings a silly song.
Will the songs be playing?
I love that you know VeggieTales, not having had kids. I love
Barbara
that.
Manatee.
That's right. Keep walking. You can see your brains are very small to think that walking will be knocking down our wall. Oh, man. It's funny because we knew those when we didn't even have kids yet, because doing like, you know, it was just popular at the time in the 90s, and then also working in like the children's ministry and stuff. Like my wife used to, and I did a little bit of that. And so you learn all of this stuff. 823 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay, and David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
One person has died. At least seven others were hurt after an Easter brunch shooting at a coffee shop in Nashville. Police there say an argument broke out between two men and someone then ended up firing multiple shots. The search for that suspect continuing today. California's new $20 an hour minimum wage for fast food workers goes into effect today, bumping the pay for fast food workers there up from $16 an hour. Democrats in the state legislature passed that law last year. And AT&T investigating a big data breach. The company confirmed about 73 million current and former customer accounts had been leaked to the dark web. The leak was apparently about 2 weeks ago. The leaked data included customers' social security numbers, and it appears that the information was from sometime before 2020.
Yeah, that's just, you know, data's out there. I don't, it's almost.
It's so common.
It's
now.
Almost more the story is when your data is secure.
Right, know? Absolutely.
And I don't know about anybody else, but I've kind of taken the attitude that, you know, I try not to give a lot of stuff out. But
it's still out there.
Yeah. It, you know, almost, I think I get something, what can you do?
I get something in the mail probably 4 or 5 times a year saying that some of my information somewhere's been.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. All right, David. Thanks so much for the update. 8:25 on News Radio 92.3. We got an eclipse coming. Are you into the eclipse? Are you into ordering your super safe glasses online? Okay. So can I give you my 8-second version of this? My eyes really, really matter to me, and they're already not great over the last couple of years. To me, I'm going to see spectacular pictures on NASA's sites, and I'm good. Like, I don't need to see it. I don't need to look at it. I don't need to take the small risk that maybe I get glasses that aren't okay, or maybe there's a manufacturing defect or something. I mean, I know you can test them by looking at a regular light, and if it's pretty much black, you're probably okay, but I don't know. It's weird. I'm into seeing all kinds of, you know, astronomical events. I don't have an interest because the danger, there's danger, you know, and you don't even know you're hurting your eyes until, you know, a day or hours later. That's just me. Am I weird? 4-3. So yeah, the whole like eclipse watch parties. Hey, have fun. If you're into it, great. But also I think some people are a little bit paranoid, you know, make sure the kids are inside, which I guess it's true. You know, you don't want them looking at it. It doesn't take that long to damage the eyes, but I don't know. For me, this is not, I'm looking forward to it. Again, maybe I'm weird. 4-3-7-16-20.
I'm with you, dude. I don't get it. Like, oh, I want to see a big bright circle go dark with a dark circle and then be lighting.
I've seen the picture. I don't know. You know, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're also right about people are going to have equipment and they're going to go out and they're going to set up for hours and they're going to get the perfect shot. Why should I even have to worry about
it? Yeah, I can see the photo later. It'll be better than what I see with my own eyes.
Exactly.
I don't think Jesus is coming back then either. I mean, he could. It could be any time. But, you know, there's no reason to think it's then.
Could be, yeah.
Go ahead, sir, with the traffic.
All right. Not seeing any problems still on our roadways. I-10 and I-110 are checking in clear. Highway 98 getting out of getting into Wind Haven out of Navarre on 98 eastbound. Still seeing a little bit of slowdown there, but it's actually starting to ease up. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is clear, and Highway 29 is good from the Atmore cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. If you see anything out there slowing you down, let us know about it. Call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're thinking about the time to get that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is the place to go. And look, I don't know if you're like me. I mean, in some ways, I'm super weird, you know, and I get that. And in other ways, you know, maybe we're just the same. I tend to wait too long to buy the next vehicle. It's almost like a matter of pride to kind of keep it and be able to say that I kept it. But usually what that means is I spend money repairing it thinking, well, this will be the last time I spend $800 or $1,400 or whatever, you know, like, and then once you've spent it, no, you can't get rid of that car. Okay. So if you're in that vicinity and you realize that maybe you're actually spending more on the car than it would cost to get a new used one, go to Frontier Motors. Look around. See what the prices are. See what they might have. See, you know, they got 300 cars and trucks and vans and SUVs on the lot. You can look at a bunch of different stuff. And maybe what you come back with is, nope, I'm good with the old one. I'm good. You know, it's only 180,000 miles. It's fine. That's what I've got on my Civic. You know, or maybe, you know, no, it's kind of better to get a new one. I can do that. You know, and at Frontier, you get a good deal, and they'll take care of you before, during, and after the sale. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 8:28 on News Radio 92.3. Somebody says, yes, Andrew, you're weird but also smart. Aw. Aw, somebody has, I will be at my son's outdoor wedding ceremony in Vermont on that day during the eclipse. Okay. I mean, will they give out glasses? I would figure they would. Well, Vermont. Well, no, Vermont's right in the viewing area, right? Like, that's the path. It's going from the northeast down through Texas. I'm going on memory here, something like that. I mean, we have a pretty good chance of being able to see it here is what I remember. 437-1620. The White House has the Easter egg roll coming up today. And They made a special ban against religious imagery in any of the presentations that the kids are supposed to bring for honoring the National Guard. So no crosses, no Jesus, no Bibles, also no, you know, moon, crescent moons and stars for Islam, no stars of David, no overtly religious iconography whatsoever. You know, for Easter, that completely secular, non... like, look, you know me, I will tend to cut the White House, use some grace. You know, that's kind of my obligation as a Christian when I can. I had a whole big commentary on why I thought people were overly responding to the Transgender Day of Awareness thing yesterday that they also posted on Easter. I just think that's a lot more interesting and nuanced of a topic. But you're literally telling people they can't bring religious icons for Easter? You don't understand the First Amendment, because one of the statements was, you know, well, you know, we don't want to make it seem like the White House is picking one religion over another. If they're bringing it, then you're not picking. That's just like basic First Amendment jurisprudence. It's not an establishment if the students wear a shirt to school. It's an establishment if the school puts the Christian iconography up. So my kingdom for a world full of people who actually understand the law.
Foster crews in Baltimore are working to clear debris from the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge to recover the bodies of four men believed to have been killed in the collapse and to allow some shipping traffic to resume.
Their goal is to clear the navigational channel so small vessels can begin to move through. Governor Moore says it is important to get the Port of Baltimore back up and running again for the good of the region and the country.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. Thousands protest in Jerusalem calling for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's removal from office over his handling of the war with Hamas in Gaza. He's recovering from hernia surgery last night.
Jerusalem's Hadassah Medical Center didn't say how long the Israeli leader's recovery is likely to take. While Netanyahu was under general anesthetic, Justice Minister Yariv Levin stood in as acting prime minister.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. Police in Baltimore are looking for a man who shot five people at a restaurant, killing one. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3 at 71 right now. Mostly cloudy in Pensacola today. A child was hurt in a house fire in Jay over the weekend. That fire reported Saturday morning at a home on Scott Street north of Highway 4. Firefighters say the home was fully engulfed by the time they arrived. The occupants had all been able to escape the home. However, one child was hurt while escaping and was taken to the hospital. The home is reportedly a total loss. No word yet on what caused that fire. Big turnout over the weekend at the Egga Wahooza event at Blue Wahoo Stadium.
We got 50,000 eggs going across six different hunts.
Marcus Point Baptist Church pastor Drew Cornelius talked with Channel 3 about that event. There were hundreds of kids participating, scooping up eggs, putting them in their baskets and bags. Cornelius says that event was a great opportunity to get more involved with the Pensacola community. That's the 12th annual event time they've hosted that event. Well, we might find out today if voters will be able to weigh in on a few controversial issues here in the state of Florida. The Supreme Court expected to announce if referendums on marijuana and abortion will go on November's ballot. One referendum would legalize recreational marijuana for anyone 21 and above. The other would prevent the state from banning abortion before viability. Florida Senator Rick Scott says he is disgusted by President Biden's approach to Israel. Scott says the White House needs to change their tune and start showing some more support for Israel.
I want the Biden administration to start talking about the fact we have American families been held hostage in Gaza by Hamas, and we have Israeli families. What is Biden doing to get those out?
And Scott was on Fox News Sunday. Some Democrats have called on the president to withhold aid for Israel if they don't limit civilian casualties in their war with Hamas. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu recently canceled a visit by a delegation to Washington, D.C. after the U.S. didn't veto a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for a temporary ceasefire. An Atmore man has died after a crash on Alabama Highway 21 over the weekend. That happened on Saturday. ALEA says 60-year-old Deloy Johnson ran off the road and into a ditch near mile marker 4. They are still investigating that crash. recreation sites in the Northwest Florida Water Management District that had been closed due to flooding have now been reopened. The Bluff Springs, Cotton Lake, and Williams Lake sites are all now open again and available for public use. And an NFL player appears to be facing charges on a domestic violence case in Hillsborough County. The sheriff's office there says free agent cornerback Cameron Sutton turned himself in overnight. The 29-year-old was wanted on domestic battery by strangulation charges, which date back about 4 weeks when a woman claimed Sutton beat her at his home in Lutz. Sutton was playing for the Detroit Lions at the time, but has since been released. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jake.
All right, this traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. You are in good hands with Allstate. Not seeing anything on our roadways to report. No major slowdowns or accidents blocking any traffic or anything like that happening this morning. No delays on Burgess or Olive. Davis Highway is clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton, Brenton, Fairfield. We're looking good on 12th Avenue through to Palafox and W Street. Highway 29 is accident-free from the Atmore Cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. Looks like Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is clear. Longleaf Drive, Pine Forest Road, North Blue Angel Parkway, all checking in good. If you see anything out there on the roadways, you can always call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to have a cloudy day today with temperatures very warm in the morning, warming up for the afternoon near 79 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 66. For Tuesday, very cloudy start to the day with highs reaching 80 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms possible through the evening and overnight hours. Temperatures overnight Tuesday dropping near 63. For Wednesday morning, showers, thunderstorms continue, then clear out by the afternoon, high near 73. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it is 71 in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, and 70 in Milton. Your next news at 9, breaking news anytime. Your money now this morning. The market's off to a mixed start. The Dow is down 59.89 and 39.747.48. S&P 500 up 744 at 52.61.79. NASDAQ up 88.46. at 16,467.92. 10-year bond rate up a bit at 4.26%. Gold price is up 38.70 this morning at 22,77.10. Silver price up 57 cents, 25.49 today. And Bitcoin down $1,051.46 at 69,960.36. Today, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the latest inflation data is in line with the central bank's expectations. He was in San Francisco late last week. Powell said it wouldn't be appropriate to lower interest rates until officials are confident that inflation is on track to get back to the Fed's 2% goal. More than 400,000 cars being recalled by Kia. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says certain Telluride SUV models can roll away while they're in park because shaft components may not engage. The recall includes 2020 to 2024 Telluride SUVs. So far, there have been no injuries reported because of this, but Kia says owners should use the emergency parking brake until their cars are fixed. And California's new fast food minimum wage law going into effect today. Fast food workers in California will now have to be paid at least $20 an hour. That could lead to some increased prices in California.
Everything, even the tater tots, everything, the price is going to increase in that.
That man owns a catering business in San Diego. He says he'll be increasing his prices to keep paying his employees. McDonald's, Jack in the Box, and Chipotle are among the fast food chains all planning to increase their prices to cover those costs in California. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9 o'clock and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so it is National 1 Cent Day. National 1 Cent Day. There's also a National Penny Day. It's a different day. I don't know why we get two different, but whatever, whatever. It does raise a question for me that I thought we might have ever discussed before, but in the, gosh, 5 years we've been doing this frivolous topic on, you know, every day at this time, we've never asked this question. So here's my question: do you pick pennies up off the ground? And what's your, like, what's your value? At what point do you have to pick it up? Like, you know, if it's a 20, I assume everybody picks up the 20, okay? Not 20 cents, $20. Right. I can see some people that might be like, I don't know, a ground buck? You know, and especially, I think, during COVID, people might have changed their view. You would always pick up coins everywhere you go, all the time, no problem. I don't know, is a dime worth it? You know, is a quarter worth it? You know, maybe you adjusted your standards. I'm kind of curious about that. Do you pick coins up of any value or at a certain threshold, or money up off the ground? And then, you know, did you change? I'm really curious. Did you change on this during COVID? Because I think probably the germaphobes who might not have ever thought about it before. Well, let's ask. Jake, you're a germaphobe.
I am.
Okay. Did you before COVID pick up anything off the ground like this, money?
Only quarters and above.
Quarters and above. Okay, so your threshold was it's got to be big enough to flip for deciding a game. Okay, quarters and above, or play a video game with back in the day. Right. So because of germs?
Basically, yeah.
So
yeah,
you figured your health was worth a quarter. Risk to your health was worth about a quarter.
Yeah, okay. If I get a quarter, that's worth the trip to go wash my hands. I'll wash the quarter off, too.
And did that change during COVID? Are you still, is quarter still your threshold?
I think about it a little bit more now since COVID.
Okay.
If I don't have a hand sanitizer or a bathroom close by, I might just let that quarter ride. But yeah, especially if it's a heads up, I'm going for it.
What if it's a buck? You picking up a buck?
Yeah, I'm picking up a buck, man.
Okay.
I'm doing that, dude. I'm struggling. I need some money.
I love you.
The price of tater tots are going up, man. Didn't you hear the news? Tater tots.
You say it so, like, sheepishly embarrassed, like, yeah, I'm picking up
a
bug.
I am picking up that bug,
for sure. 437-1620. So I would used to, because I used to be a coin collector, a numismatist. I don't brag about it too much. Anyway, but, you know, used to collect all kinds of things. And so I would always pick up pennies because you never know what you're going to find. You know, look for the date, special, mint stamp, whatever. And somewhere along the line, I am not a non-picker-upper anymore, but I think about it more. And sometimes I don't. If it looks particularly filthy, I might not. You know, if it's in the muck or something like that. Generally speaking, I think I still do, but it hasn't happened recently enough that. And then you kind of get questions like, what if it's, you know, in something where you got to stick your hand in to get it? You know, at what point is it a quarter's worth it, a buck is worth it? You know, what would you have? You know, but I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about, you know, basically it's on the asphalt of the parking lot or something like that. 437-1620. Plus, have you ever gone to pick up a bill and it turned out to be attached to a fishing line? Somebody grant. you feel as dumb as you can possibly feel. How about you pick up the bill that turns out to be one of those tracks?
Tracks, yeah.
Where it's actually like, hey, come to Jesus, you know,
on the bathroom floor.
Man, you couldn't have disappointed me more. I already know Jesus, and I could have used that book. 437-1620. Let's see. We got a bunch of texts. Oh, my God. These texts are so fast. Let's see. Jack in the Box will be changing its name to Jack Up the Price. Oh, that's not on this topic. That's funny. I only pick them up if they're heads up. Mm-hmm. Oh, why?
It's lucky? A superstition. My grandmother used to say that.
Okay, I never heard that before, but, you know, I've not been around long. Only 53 years. Somebody says, oh, yes, even one penny. The problem with a penny is then what do you do with it? Because 90% of my purchases are not with cash. In fact, you would think I would, like, if you go into some store where you're going to pay cash and you take the money, grab some change out of the change thing in the car, which is where I keep it all, and never do. I just always, it's, you know, it's $1.07. Here's your $2, 93 cents back into my car that I'll never see again. You know, like, it just never benefits me. 437-1620. Quarters I will pick up. The rest have to be super clean, I guess. Oh, quarters and up, I pick. I'm not sure what this means. Anyway, but yeah, I think that's the threshold, like you, Jake, is a quarter.
Yeah.
Somebody says I pick up all of them. Somebody says I'll pull over to pick up good buckets and bungee cords. Hell yeah, I pick up pennies.
Oh, bungee cords, yeah, dude.
Oh, man, bungee cords, one of those things, like, you just have to have a bunch of them. Because you've never thought to yourself, man, I don't need so many. But you've many times thought to yourself, two more would have been nice.
Yep.
But yeah, the used bungee cord. Oh, that's great. What if they've been run over enough times? So have yours. Let's see. I pick up all money and say, in God we trust. Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough. I'll come back to these in just a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Well, I'm not seeing anything on our roadways. No loose change hanging out. People pulling over to grab it. No bungee cords in the roadways.
I-10,
no buckets. I-10 and I-110 look like they're flowing smoothly. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, no issues there. No slowdowns on Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace, and Highway 29 south through Cantonment is accident-free. If you see anything out there on the roadways slowing you down, you can always let us know about it on our traffic tip line. That phone number is 850-437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
That's great. I'm getting all these texts. And the question of the day is, do you pick up pennies, or how valuable does it have to be? You know, what's your increment? You pick up a nickel but not a penny. I always feel like the dime is so small. It's almost like, you know, do I want to bother with that? And then half the time you feel like you're going to lose them or something. 437-1620. See a penny, pick it up. If it's heads all day, you'll have good luck, right? I always heard that you only pick it up if it's heads. Okay. My daughter built a house in Chemukla and went to J school, second grade through 12th, friends with... Oh, this is about the farmer segment. I'm sorry. Sometimes I get into reading the text and don't realize what it's about. But yeah, those farmers really are salt of the earth, folks. Let's see. I pick up any coins. I also pick up straight screws, bolts, and washers and place them in my shop drawer. Oh, I do that, but not to keep them. I do that so nobody drives over them.
Right.
You know how on the flight line they're always going to inspect it for debris? FOD? Isn't that what they call it? A FOD? Anyway, I'm always picking up screws, nails, things like that, because we walk all the time. My wife and I walk all the time. And I have been the victim of such in cars and bikes. And I just feel like that's like a kindness you can do to other people, is pick stuff up like that. Let's see. 437-1620. Let's see. All money, pennies, heads up only. Superstitious. Okay. I used to pick up money, but I tend not now. Not because of COVID. My concern now is fentanyl. Oh. Yeah, well, that changes the tone, doesn't it?
But I'm hearing conflicting reports about that.
About how
it's not so much dangerous if you just...
touch it?
Right. You have to kind of inhale it. It has to be a lot of concentration. Whereas before, I heard if you get in the vicinity of it, if you touch it at all...
it can reach out and grab you?
Yeah.
Well, let me say it this way. If I'm going to avoid the eclipse, on the chance that I got defective glasses and ruin my eyesight a week from now... I am probably going to be scared off of the coins on the chance that they were rolling around in somebody's pile of fentanyl. No, I'm probably not. That's probably not going to change anything for me. Yes, I pick up a penny or any money. A penny picked up is a penny earned. There you go. $62 million worth of pennies are lost every year. No, that's true. My wife actually used to work at Olin, which is the company that was, they own Winchester, but they make like the brass for Winchester casings and stuff. And they made Olin pool supplies, but they also minted money. So I'm actually somewhat familiar with this, and pennies are a funny one. So it's just kind of, it's interesting. You're right. We spend way more money producing pennies than they're worth, and, you know, pennies then go missing all the time. It's a net loss to the economy. Let's see. Before the TikTok days, some girls at school would glue coins to the sidewalk and then sit back and watch what happened. No cell phone to video, though. No, those are, I've been a victim. I feel victimized. When I do pick them up, they're thrown into a big jar in the closet. I don't pick up stuff anymore. Let's see. I think about it more now, not because of COVID. Oh, that's the fentanyl one. Quarters and up because, you know, they have to be super dirty. Let's see. I was poor living in a trailer for almost 10 years. I picked up every penny. Today I'm a millionaire. I still pick up pennies. I got myself out of poverty. I can't get myself out of me. I can't get the poverty out of me. Oh, that's so true, though. You know, because when you're, you know, struggling and you treat yourself to like a Coke and you get it with no ice and then you're a millionaire and you're like, still no ice because, you know, like you get into those habits, right? Foreign object debris. Oh, I had it right. FOD, foreign object debris from the, like on the carrier or on the runway. It's same thing here. Somebody did a bunch of walk downs to pick stuff up. Heads up, pick it up, tails, throw it away and hope someone else finds it heads up. Oh, that's, well, what if you like just flip it over? You find a penny, just flip it over and then the next person gets good luck. Or maybe like you could flip it over and then circle back. Artificially generate your luck. If you throw a penny down and it's on heads, you pick it up and get... I don't think it probably works that way. My science here is probably at the extreme. 850 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
When Pete Salvato at Only Choice Healthcare talks to people about health insurance, they tell them they worry about having quality health insurance and their finances. Pete knows he will help with both. People are paying huge deductibles and premiums with Obamacare, but you can get a health plan with exclusive benefits and features. There's no deadlines. Enroll anytime. Only Choice Healthcare offers freedom of choice on your medical providers and zero deductibles on outpatient coverage, including surgery. If you're under 65 and in decent health, protect yourself and family. Call Pete and save 30 to 60% with better coverage. This is the best non-Obamacare plan available. Call Only Choice Healthcare at 352-683-3923. That's 352-683-3923. Or go to onlychoicehealthcare.com. It's the only choice. Onlychoicehealthcare.com. A quality plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up. This message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Join Autism Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Wednesday morning at 10:30. April is Autism Acceptance Month. Join Autism Pensacola Director Mary McClellan and guests as they talk about the different events going on this month. Autism Pensacola is the leading resource center and community connector for autism support, advocacy, and education. Learn how you can help create a more autism-friendly Northwest Florida. That's Wednesday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Larry. This is my brother Daryl. That's my other brother Daryl.
This is kind of interesting. We've been reporting on this all day. I still don't know whether I think it's like good or horrifying or sort of all of the above, but we did manage to be the first to break this story, and I want to let you know about it before the show ends here today. It's on our Facebook page. You can read for yourself. But after several months of controversy surrounding James Caulkins, Commissioner James Caulkins' proposal to erect the tallest flagpole in Florida by the administrative complex in Milton, there is a plan that has emerged to avoid all the funding issues. And I like that because I love the flag and I don't know that I love the public funding of it. I'm not against it either. I'm very conflicted on this story, by the way. I'd love it if it's private funding. Anyway, according to an email that we obtained here at News Radio, Caulkins has directly contacted former President Trump asking for his help in the project and offering to fly the largest Trump flag in Florida underneath the giant American flag as well. The email reads from James Calkins, "Since we are about to put up the greatest flag in all of Florida, it should obviously be a tribute to the greatest president who ever lived. Respectfully, sir, I want to say that is you. Some of these rhino liberals around here have been messing up my plan to make Santa Rosa great again, but I believe in you, sir. I want to build the largest USA flag in Florida and have the largest Trump flag in Florida right beneath it." Now, you know, I mean, Calkins wears like a MAGA hat everywhere he goes. He loves President Trump. "I know the fake news media have been lying about how broke you are, sir, but I know you can easily write a check for $500,000, which would cover the whole project cost, including land, like if it were in a different place, pole, one huge American flag, and one especially huge, equally huge Trump 2024 flag. Flying at 207 feet, which, as a Bible scholar like you knows, seven is the Lord's number, these flags will show everyone who drives on I-10 just how much Florida and Santa Rosa County love you, sir." You know, when I first saw this, I'm like, really? And then I thought, no, this is about perfect. This is exactly what I expect from Commissioner Calkins. And then in response, and I didn't think the Trump would respond, but he did. He posted on Truth Social. Now, kind of, he writes a lot in all caps, so I'll try to emphasize. "I love this James Calkins and his huge flagpole, 3-4 U's. Santa Rosa is the greatest place I have ever flown over. I love this idea, and I love the big-time successful thinking it represents. This Calkins knows what the people of Santa Rosa County want, and what they want is Trump and a big flag. Let's go, James. In fact, this is such a genius idea that I want to make you Governor James Calkins in 2026. What? That's a... wow. Okay, anyway, "I can get anyone elected governor just like I did for Ron DeSantis. Together we can do it. We've got to make America Calkins again." Oh, good Lord. "Unfortunately, I can't send you money today because Joe Biden's goons are trying to bankrupt me, and I will need every penny to win back the election, including the ones found on the ground. Anyway, but if you start the project now with your own money, I promise to pay you back after the great people of the USA elect me president for the third time." Third time. "Finally, to show you my appreciation, I'm sending you a special signed limited edition Trump-endorsed God Bless the USA Bible. Sincerely, your favorite president of all time, Donald J. Trump." Man. See, the flag is unifying. And that's why people like the idea of the big giant flag, that they could drive down I-10 and see it and it'd be exciting. You put a Trump flag up there, all of a sudden it's not unifying, right? It's divisive. It's... but private money versus public money, that's better. Calkins for governor? This seems unlikely. I mean, you got Jimmy Petronis. You might have Matt Gaetz. You got a bunch of other serious candidates. I cannot imagine. But then again, like, what's out of bounds? What can't be true? I don't know. Your thoughts, 437-1620. Jake has got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
Not seeing anything out there on our roadways slowing you down. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is good. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is accident-free. Highway 29 is clear from the Atmore cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. If you see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, I love texts.
Texts are great.
Yeah, let us know. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, you know what we did not mention? I think, did it happen? Maybe after it happened, after Friday's show, maybe. But Lou Gossett Jr. passed away. Oh my God, what a iconic actor, and really known for just a handful of roles, but of course he did all kinds of other things. I mean, you know, I was actually watching, he voiced an ad for the Coast Guard, which was pretty cool.
"This is not a sneak preview of my next movie. This is what our Coast Guard does every day. They're the U.S. law enforcement on the high seas. Coast Guard stops drug smugglers, prevents illegal immigration, and protects our ports and harbors. Now, what do you do every day? Be part of the action."
Coast Guard and Coast Guard...
love. And by the way, it was a super Miami Vice. It was like the boat's chasing him, and he got a helicopter. You know, the guy's like, "Look, it's Coast Guard, take off." And he's got his, you know, cigarette boat or whatever. And then they're chasing him on the high seas, and they interdict him with, you know, a cutter. And it's pretty cool. It's a pretty good ad from the 80s. Of course, you know him as the Iron Eagle. Right, you know, when he's in that movie. I mean, that's a classic 80s, right? You're going to help a kid steal a jet, fly to unknown foreign parts, and then rescue his dad. But, of course, also you have this classic role.
"I don't believe what I'm seeing. Well, you've been all your lives at an orgy? Listening to Mick Jagger music and bad-mouthing your country, I'll bet."
Oh, man, what a great movie. I mean, horrible movie also, but great movie. The the director of that movie came to Pensacola to see, for Officer and Gentleman, to see flight training and saw so many drill instructors of color that made him want to have a black drill instructor play the role. He had thought it was interesting that black leaders would be the gatekeepers for white pilots. I thought that's interesting, too. Oh, by the way, Trump flag? What's the date? What's the date today? What day is it today? April 1st. You know my favorite thing about this post? It is by far my favorite thing. James Calkins for county commissioner shared the post.
It'll be James awesome. Calkins for governor after this.
Oh, for governor. That's right. He should definitely change it. Thank you for enjoying a little bit of fun.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.